Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all change. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. Picture, picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture. Picture, picture, picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunnin'. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. Picture, picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right. Welcome, welcome, peace, power, and love, family. I am back tonight. Took another little break. Just a well-needed break once again. Hope everybody is in good health. You hear a little background noise right now. I'm still on the move right now. You may hear my GPS say something. I'm pulling over now to get parked. But welcome, 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 one, welcome all to the big picture on the Panther Party Radio Network. And this is your host, Melvin Seary Jr. I want to talk about a few things on tonight's show, but one of the major things that I really want to discuss tonight and talk about is Juneteenth, the emancipation, the so-called emancipation of our people. And first of all, before I get started, thank all of you who are tuning in, those of you who are listening online and want to call in and be part of tonight's conversation. The call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, that number is 914 205-5538. And like I say, my topic tonight is in the midst of Juneteenth, how far away from freedom are we still? And also, like I say, I want to talk about a couple of current events. One that was actually brought to my attention on last night. Just a sad, angering situation as well. Like the majority of them. But also want to discuss, let's talk about, I was lucky enough to be on my sister's show on last night, and there was a brother that called in on last night and dropped some some knowledge. I wish he would call in on this particular show tonight, but drop some knowledge. And my thing is this, you know, I like doing this type of work. I like doing these shows because it's all about conversing. It's all about having the conversation. It's all about talking about what the problem is, which we all know, you know, those of us, especially those of us that live it, we all know what the problem is, but we need to bring a brighter light to shine on it. And what I mean by that is we need to be more diligent about our stance on what's happening to us. And I'm going to touch on a story a little later on, like I say, that I just really caught wind of on last night on the Queen's, the Panther Queen show with Sister Nikki. And it really disturbed me. But that let me know that story, for it to even be happening in this day and time, that we still have a long way to go. And that's really what made me come up with the show that I'm, you know, talking about tonight. Like I say, how far have we truly come and how far away from freedom are we still? Because honestly, we're still years away from freedom, true freedom. And the brother that came on the show last night was really dropping some gems and made some suggestions that I've made in the past and I wholeheartedly agree with, because our problem is we don't network enough. We don't converse enough. We don't listen to one another enough either. And that leads to what we continue to get, suffering, victimization, murder. So it is to a point where, what does Juneteenth really mean? And, you know, even when we gained that particular freedom, our situation, the ancestors' situation, worsened in some cases.
And what I mean by worsened is we got this so-called freedom, but with that came more torture and then more exclusion, because those who actually partook of the freedom were really exiled. And then they came up with, we all know the story, Jim Crow, and how they made laws, vagrancy laws, where they could put black men and women and children in jail because they were sleeping on the streets. And these are just some of the games and some of the situations that we've had to deal with since our so-called emancipation. The way we're dying out here is similar to the Jim Crow era, similar to before the Jim Crow era, truth be told. Because we are being victimized at a rate, and my thing is this, we're being victimized by those who are in authority. Let that sink in. Those who are sworn to protect and serve are the ones who are victimizing us, the ones who are hunting us, murdering us, in other words. So it's not that I don't have, well, I'm going to say this how I feel it. I don't really have any remorse for what's happening to any other group of people at this particular juncture because of the simple fact that my ancestors and those after have suffered way harsher and for a way longer period of time than any other ethnicity. And not only that, we were victimized by those who were in power, by those who were in control. It was systematic. So these incidents that we're seeing with the Asians, in particular, because that is the group that is being pointed out as the, and not only that, we all know by now, I hope that you all know that your president signed into law the Asian Anti-Hate Crime Bill. And we still have yet to see the George Floyd bill pass yet. We have not even actually, since a couple of weeks ago or so when it was being talked about, and when the Republicans, you know, rejected it. But nonetheless, even the anti-lynching bill has never been passed. So let that sink in for a minute. I want you to let that one sink in. A bill to prevent men, women, children from being lynched has yet to be passed. And do you know how long? I don't know exactly how long this bill has been on the table, but far too long. I'll just say that, for far too long, because for the Asian community to have a bill within a week, within a couple of weeks, they get a bill from a few random attacks. And let's be real about this as well, because the media, this no good one-sided media, is portraying us, brothers and sisters, as the perpetrators of these against Asians. Now, mind you, I brought up this fact last night as well. I brought this fact up here as well before. I remember Latasha Harley, young 15-year-old girl who had the money to pay for the orange juice, but for some reason this Korean store owner felt as if her life was in danger from a 15-year-old girl trying to pay for an orange juice, while the media consistently pushed the story back then that she was stealing the orange juice. And we've all saw the video. If you're stealing something, you're not standing at the counter unless you're holding up the place. So that in itself was bogus and an irresponsible statement. But nonetheless, she shoots this young girl, for those of you who don't know the story, and only gets probation. She's only given probation and time served. So our lives have never mattered to this system. And those who diminish or extinguish our lives are never held to the same account as if an Asian life or a white life or any other life was taken. So we're always on the short end of the stick. We are never given the benefit of the doubt. We're never given our proper just dues. We're always denied what we deserve. And we deserve so much more than we have received, and we also owe it to one another to make those types of things happen. I was going to bring up a point a moment ago about the brother on the show, on the Queen's show last night. And like I say, he made some very valid points. And he also spoke about another great migration. And for those of you who don't know about the Great Migration, it is when the so-called Emancipation Proclamation happened, and, you know, black people in search of better treatment and work started migrating to the north and to the west. getting out of the slave states that, you know, once held them captive, which, you know, you can't blame them. But the brother made such a valid point, and like I say, I've made this point before, but we need to build together and build solid foundations. And this brother was talking about reverse migration, where we come back to the South and we repopulate and overpopulate, because anytime we do show up, we know white flight happens. We're seeing that in a lot of major cities now, where they're calling it gentrification, but it's nothing more than the new segregation. And we're seeing that happen in a lot of majority cities now, where there are being whole new suburbs created. And I've said this numerous times as well. We need to get on that kick. Nobody can tell us that we can't. All we have to do is finance the land, buy the land, and start building our own communities. And within those communities, like I've said numerous times, we can actually have those things that we need within those communities, and be self-supportive and not always have to be so dependent on outside help and outside influences. Because and this is just my take, outside influences and all of that has always been to our detriment. And I won't say that all that jumped in and helped had an ulterior motive, because there were some who don't look like us who actually got involved in the fight with a pure heart and pure intentions and no ulterior motives. So, you know, we've got to start over, start from scratch. Like I've said, get back to basics. And right now is an opportune moment, because we're in the midst of so many new normals, and what is going to start happening within all of this COVID and people not really taking this vaccination, they're going to start being more regulatory and they're going to start being more restrictive to those who have not taken this vaccine. So that is just another way that this system can keep, and keep in mind that every time this system does something, it is done, and this is my opinion, it is done with the intentions of causing detriment to black and brown people first, you know, black people first and foremost. And also, I just feel like a reverse migration may actually be the answer, where we can become majority in these good old boy states. And like I say, not only that, bring ourselves to a more substantial and positive position, because nobody can help us except us. Nobody is going to help us except us. And we've got to recognize and realize that first and foremost. And it takes our dollars to do that. And we've got to learn how to put our money to work for us and stop allowing our money to go to work for everybody else to use it against us. You know, and I'm going to wait still before I bring this subject up. I see I do have a caller. I'm about wrapped up with my commentary, and I do recognize your caller. I'm going to take a very quick break, and then I'm going to open up the mics when I do return. I appreciate everyone that is calling in, listening. Appreciate those of you who are listening online as well. If you are listening online and want to call in, you want to call in and be a part of the discussion, part of the conversation, feel free to do so. The call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, 914-205-5538. This is the Panther Party Radio Network, and this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I'm going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back.
I want you to know that I want you to see. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did, you did already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to repeat after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even be living in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
All right. Excuse me. Welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. Tonight I am discussing, if you caught my opening commentary, is in the midst of Juneteenth, how far away from freedom are we still? And also I'm on, you know, discuss some current events, and I'd like to, you know, get a talk in about something that we always consistently seem to talk about, but never bring into fruition, but how we fix us. And, you know, what I was saying before the break, the brother's suggestion last night on the sister's show about a reverse migration, and I was just like, wow, you in my head, because I just feel like that, you know, we've had so many of, we've had some of our leaders like Martin who thought it was better to integrate, thought it was better for us to try to get along and live amongst one another as one people. And honestly, nothing wrong with that idea, but see, that idea worked and didn't work because we were the only ones that were open to that idea, that mindset, that thought process. We have never had a problem sharing. We have never had a problem teaching. We have always been a open-hearted people for the most part, and I guess if I can say it that way. You know, and keep in mind that we were the first to circumnavigate. So we taught everywhere we went, everywhere our ancestors touched down, they taught others how to read, how to write, and so many other things. But fortunately, we're not credited with that. Those are things that you have to, you know, dig through the crates to find, and just know that we are so much more than what this system has deemed us, what this system has given us credit for as well, you know. So I just want us, my brothers and sisters, to understand that we deserve to experience true freedom. And even if we don't get to see what it feels like, we should bend over backwards and do whatever needs to be done to try to make that happen for those who are coming behind us. Because, see, we are fighting the same fight that our forefathers fought and that their forefathers fought and so on and so on. And honestly, for as long as we have been fighting this fight, I want to say this, for as long as we've been fighting this fight, and not only us, our ancestors as well, fighting this same fight, saying some of these same words, wanting some of the same change that we're begging for, and there just comes a time when you have to understand that the way you're doing it is not working. And the way we're doing it, unfortunately, is not working. It's just not working. And we know why it's not working, because a violent people will never have an understanding for peace, nor what peace is about. And see, our problem as a whole is that we keep expecting peace from a people who have no conception of peace. This is a people who have it all, but yet and still want it all. How can you have it all but still want it all? Greed. Greed, brothers and sisters. And that is something that is heavily traded amongst those who are in power. You know, the more they get, the more they want. And the less they want to share, the less they want to open the door, per se, you know. So we've got to be more diligent, and not only that, more thoughtful, because it's one thing that I do know in my traveling this country, that we're all suffering the same. We're all suffering the same. I see it from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the down south to up north. We're all suffering the same. In every corner of this godforsaken country. So why is it taking us so long to understand the issue? Why is it taking us so long to really react to what's happening to us? And what's happening to us is we're being exterminated. We are being gotten rid of. You know, discarded. Like an old, or an old, and it's sad to use such an analogy, I know, but all in the same breath, what's happening to us is real. And I don't think a lot of us understand how real this situation is, because this could be myself. This could be you. This could be anybody that you know that looks like you and I. We could be subject to the brutality of not just the police. We now have so many civilians who get involved in this act. And the story that was brought to my attention that really just angered me, and the reason I have no sympathy for the Asian cause, is because the Asians have sometimes been the cause of some of our heartache and the mistreatment of our black women that we've seen numerous circumstances over the last few years, where Asian men have hit, choked, locked women in stores, all kinds of madness just because they were black, and always the accusation of they were stealing, you know. So I'm not sympathetic to what is happening to them. And not only that, there was a six-year-old, and I'm going to have to Google that story. I can't remember where it happened. I just really glanced at it. But a six-year-old was shot by an Asian man. Luckily, the six-year-old boy lived. He was shot in the arm. The bullet went through and through. And like I say, thank goodness he didn't lose a limb, lose his life. And this young boy, if you Google a six-year-old boy shot by Asian man, it'll pull it up. And this kid, y'all, let me give you the backstory. The young boy left his tricycle, and when I say tricycle, I mean a tricycle, a three-wheel tricycle. So this is a six-year-old child, and a small child at that, if you Google the article. So he was shot. He left his tricycle on this gentleman's lawn, or on this monster's lawn, and I guess when they came back to get it, the guy saw him on the lawn, and they say this is not the first time that he has behaved in that fashion. And not only that, consider that attempted murder. He shot from inside his house, through his window. You can see the bullet holes through his home window. And there were a group of small children. And from what I saw, because he had a Ring doorbell that recorded the incident. And from that doorbell, you could see about, I don't know, maybe four or five kids, small kids out there playing on the sidewalk, up and down the sidewalk, when he started shooting. So luckily, no one was killed, and no other children were injured. Now, what's the kicker? Why did I bring that up? Because, see, right now, if you breathe on an Asian too hard, you may be fined, jailed, or really what they're doing by portraying our people as the villains of this crime, they are giving Asians the okay to do just what the police do to us. That is what they are doing with that particular situation. Now, what would make this jackass of a man pull a gun on a six-year-old child and shoot at him is beyond me. Now, if I had a problem, I would have maybe went out there, asked him where his mom and dad was. Everything. See, and that's the problem with this society. This society, the answer for everything is violence. This society's answer for everything. You don't like it, take control of it forcefully or willfully, either or. But this is why we are seeing so many mass shootings here within the last, 10 days. We had one day where there were, three different shootings within, 14, 15 hours, 16 hours apart, so, I mean, honestly, we've got a problem. And you know, here in Texas, where I'm at, where we have a governor who got Donald Trump whole nutsack in his mouth. I'm going to say it. Yeah. Greg Abbott got Donald Trump whole nutsack in his mouth. He's making these ludicrous laws and decisions and legislations trying to favor with Trump is what my guess is. Here in Texas, they just joined a few more states in making it legal for anyone who's not a felon to carry a gun openly or concealed. As long as you are 21 years and up, you don't need any training, you don't need any, don't need nothing but the money and the clear background check, I'm guessing, and that would be about it. I'm guessing, I haven't read the law in full, but I'm guessing that they're still going to at least require a background check before the purchase. That's been the norm, but with this new law coming into effect, I'll have to read up on it in full so that I'll know and I'll be able to let others know as well. Also, I've been gone from the show for a minute, hadn't done a show for a couple of so weeks. I still haven't heard any different news concerning the Amber Geiger appeal. I don't know what's taking so long. Excuse me, what is taking them so long to put her, let her know that, no, we're not letting you out. You're going to serve your time. That's another problem that we have that definitely needs to be fixed, because they're killing us now without consequence, and honestly, they're killing us now for merit. Is what I'm thinking. Is the best that I can say is they're doing it for merit. Nothing more, nothing less. This system, just how it operates, I don't pass this system and what this system will do and what this system will allow others to do, as long as it is a part of the game plan. Now, as long as you're going with the game plan, you're good. But if you deter from, the agenda, you will definitely suffer the consequences. And that's another part of the problem. I mean, there are consequences for everything. And we're suffering the greatest consequence of all right now. And we still fail to. So I lost my caller. I'm going to take another quick break, and I may do another 30 minutes. I was kind of hoping that I would have some interaction where we could get on this. How do we, no one person has that particular answer, and that's another one that is going to take all of us to fix. Because like I just stated a few minutes ago, traveling this country from east to west and south to north, I see the look of despair and the look of anguish and a look of, I don't even know, just it's a look of confusion, like what next? And see, we need to be in control of our what next, period, point blank. We got to take control of that. We can't continue to allow a system or a certain group of people to determine that. We have to determine that for ourselves. So I'm going to take another quick break. You're listening to the Panther Party Radio Network with, this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. Be right back after this quick break.
World population confront their frustration. The principles of true hip-hop have been forsaken. It's all contractual and about money-making. Pretend to be cats, don't seem to know their limitation. Exact replication and false representation. You wanna be a man, then stand your own. To MC require skills, I demand some show. I let the frauds keep fronting and roam like a cellular phone far from home, giving crowds what they wantin'. Official hip-hop consumption, the fifth thumping, keeping your party jumping with an original something. Yo, I dedicate this to the one dimension, now no imagination, excuse for perpetration. My man came over and said, yo, we thought we heard you. Jokes on you, you heard a fighting. What up? And hatred, the game is ill-natured, it's nothing sacred. And yo, it's funny what I see some rap do to make it. A few will blow up or go as far as they can take it. My 9-to-5 is just to hit you, get the party live. I'm Black Thought, used to rap for sport. Now the rhymes staying rent, paying life support. I take it very seriously within this industry. It's various crews that try to touch me, but I come with the beautiful thing, and I bless the track lushly. Around the world, crowds love me from doing tours. Recipient of applause from all of you and yours. Creator of original sounds that's in the stores you take home to absorb and sweat it out your pores. Now who can stop the music running through these veins? Infinitely go against the grain. That's why my motto is true. living the life of limos and lights, airplanes and trains, short days and long nights, keyboards and mics, bass chords and drum kicks. In my mental deck, they hit my head like brick as I embark on a mission. Welcome into the dark. When I first spark the arts, when the listening start, open your head wide and let the thought inside. My style fortified by all of Philadelphia. My delf more stealth than on the wicked wealth eye. Mentality undetectable, why the naked eye dig. I get paid when the record is played. To put it short, I want it made like Ed, enough said. Then after that, I'm putting on my cousin Hamed. We let the ladies blend with the dark kids, devil bread, and discover my level is that of no other. And roots true, reign official and true, while I'm continuing to.
All right, peace, power, and love. Welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is the Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. Earlier, I was talking about the lynching bill that this country never passed. Still hasn't passed, the George Floyd bill and so many others, you know, but they managed to pass this anti-Asian bill. And the reason I brought up the lynching, particular lynching bill, was because they still lynching us out here, y'all. I want y'all to just Google lynchings, and you'll be surprised at how many people they have found hanging over the last 30 years. All of them, of course, being ruled suicides, but I'm just not feeling that because I know our people are just not prone to suicide. And I'm not going to say that we don't do it. We're just not as apt to do it as others. And I follow Sister Melissa McKinney's, and I don't know if any of you are familiar with her story of her son that she found, that she literally found in her backyard. And this happened back in 2018. Right around the time of my birthday, matter of fact, and that's why I remember it so well. But her son, young man, just starting, trying to get a real estate business started and, you know, active as well with his mother in the movement, concerned about his people, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the way that she found her son hanging pisses me off. Pants rolled down to his ankles. Said he had ligature marks around his wrist. Said he had a knot on his head. So much of the evidence has been discarded. Why? We all know why. But, you know, this is just another case of where we don't get justice, you know. And as wrong as it is, we still don't get justice. The sister has a, she's got a, some podcasts coming up. I think it's actually going to be on iHeart Media. Yeah, it is a podcast series, actually, that's going to explore the mysterious death of Ferguson activist Donye Jones. And it's an 11-part investigative series. I'm going to try my best to, if not catch it live, I believe it actually starts tomorrow on the 15th. But if not, definitely I want to catch the replays, because it's just one of those cases where you know that the police, well, you know that some powers that be know something about what happened to her son. I heard her doing an interview once, and she said her other son was harassed by a police there where they live, and this cop found it funny to ask Donye's brother. This was after the fact that he had been hanged. They found it funny and cute to ask him, did y'all find out who did that to Donye? See, and it's those types of arrogant statements that are overlooked, and you know, we lose another one for no reason, as usual, but another one gone, and unjustly. And see, these are the types of things that make me wonder, are we going to fix us? Because we got to fix us in the process of all of this. It can't just be about fighting for change. We got to change one another and start being there for one another as well. And see, then these types of things they can't continue to happen if we get on top of them. Because this sister, like I say, I saw an interview, a couple of interviews that she's done, and talking about the death threats that she's received, how people were parked down the street in front of her home, just stalking, terrorizing her and her family, you know. So, like I say, it just comes a time when we have to stand up, and we have to times be the deliverer of justice, as long as it is righteous justice. And see, that's the thing. We live by these laws, which none of them were made for us. None of them pertain to us, because we were excluded from society when the majority of these laws were enacted and put into place. And a lot of them still affect us to this very day. So we've got to work on fixing us. And then we can start fixing the real problem. And the real problem here in this country is racism, period. It's racism. If racism didn't exist, this country might be an all right place to reside. But at this particular point in time, it's not the best place to reside for everyone. Till it is a good place for everyone, I just don't feel as if anyone should be comfortable. We should all be upset. We should all be in demand of change. We should all want each other to be able to prosper and live and survive without harm. And especially without harm from those who are in a position to serve and protect. So what are we going to do to change that? You know, what are you willing to sacrifice to make a better day for those who are behind us? Because that's really what it is all about, to make sure that those behind us don't have to keep singing the same song that we've been singing for 400 plus years. It's time to change the narrative. It's time to demand. You see, asking for it ain't going to get you nothing. And let me say this as well. Voting ain't going to get you nothing either. Look at what your president doing. Look at what Jim Crow Joe is doing. Look at what Kamala is doing. Kamala Harris actually fixed her lips to say that racism did not exist in America. I don't have to say nothing else. But that's who y'all wanted, because she act black when it's necessary. But what has she done for your black ass? She more worried about them Asians than she worried about your black ass. That's why we need to get worried about our black asses. Because nobody else is worried about us. Our children, our women, our elderly. Nobody ain't worried about nobody. And are we even worried? Because I don't see enough, and I'm not saying go out there trying to take on the world, but what I am saying is get with those who are willing to take on the world with you and work together, and enough of you together, enough of us together can take on the world. And if they get me, well, it's 10 more back there. And if they get that, if they get, well, it's 10 more. And see, that's what we got to recognize, our power in numbers. The more of us who get on board with what's righteous and what needs to be done for us, the less that this system or society can say. If enough of us start barking, they're going to be worried about when we're going to bite. They're not worried about the marching and the singing and stuff. They're not worried about that. They'll let us do that for 400 more years. But see, like I say, we need to change the narrative. We need to show them something that they've never seen before, something that we have actually never seen before in our lifetime, and that's unity. Being willing to work hand in hand with your brother and with your sister and put aside petty differences for the better of all of us. Period. Period. That is what we need to start making the rest of our lives about, so that our grandchildren and great-grandchildren won't have to be on Blog Talk, won't have to be on Facebook talking about we want this, we need that, because they can have it. If we position ourselves now, we can position them to be extraordinary, and we can position them to take this fight to the third floor on the first try. Yeah. And we've got to prepare their minds and spirits for this battle, because there's going to be a battle. A lot of people don't want to admit it. A lot of people don't want to talk about it, but it's inevitable. Good versus evil. And evil want too much. And good got to get ready to fight and got to get ready for control, unless you want evil to be the dominant force. And right now, the way we laying down, we act as if we don't mind who's in control, as long as I'm all right. We not all right. That's the misconception that most of us have. Most of us think just because we waking up and our bills paid and I can chew on something and get my belly full and I got lights and running water, that we all right. We not all right. That don't make you all right. That make you a part of the system. That's all it does. Now, being all right is when you can call your own shots, when you can control your own narrative. That's when you all right. So we're a long way from that. And that's just my thoughts on that. Just my thoughts on that. But I'm gonna have to cut this one short, y'all. I do appreciate those that called in. I hate y'all couldn't hang around. I'm going to try to come back next Monday as well. Might try to do a couple of more of these. But I do, like I say, appreciate all of you all who listen, all of you who call in. Like I say, I do this because I really have hope that our situation is going to get better. And I really have the hope that we are going to be the reason that our situation gets better. And I want that to be how it happens, so that no one can take credit for what we do like they always do. And we can dig ourselves out of this hole without anybody's help, without asking anybody for anything, by simply relying on one another, working with one another, group economicking with one another, buying up land with one another to get on it. And we way behind. Way behind, y'all. Like I said, I love y'all. I thank y'all for listening. Sorry, I got to cut this one short, but I got something that I've got to take care of. Like I say, I'm out here on the road tonight. But I love y'all. Thank you for listening. This has been the Panther Party Radio Network, The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. Like I always say in closing, let's plan, organize, and unify because we all have a key. We need each other. Peace, power, love. I'm out.
Survive. As it relates to across America. Survive to now get on.
Dead real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you a stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhyme? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you could sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit, but be selling the least? Why?